Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chick Fuller, is batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wes Skolmerick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mickey Haslin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Ragland. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Frank Ragland. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, JoJo Morrissey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Otto Bluge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Kolb. And now, play ball. Chick Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Skolmerick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skolmerick moves to third. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Lombardi moves to second. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Lombardi scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bartel. Morrissey moves to third. Bluge moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morrissey scores. Bluge moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Reds. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bluge scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Frank Pierce now pitching. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Foles reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foles moves to third. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foles scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Reds. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chick Haefy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefy is 0-for-1 in the game. Haefy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 0-for-1 in the game. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd moves to third. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morrissey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bluge strikes out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Culp hits a line drive to right field. Klein throws towards Haslin. Haslin fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haslin. Morrissey moves to third. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Hafey moves to third. It's 5-1, Reds. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hafey scores. One out. It's 6-1, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lombardi strikes out. Two outs. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skolmerich hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey catches it and throws to first to double up Hurst. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bluge strikes out. One out. Ray Kolp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kolp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haslin strikes out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spud Davis pinch hits for Frank Pierce. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Burley now pitching. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Foles. Moore reaches second base with a double. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hafey hits a fly ball into center field. Foles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore moves to third. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kolb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morrissey hits a fly ball into center field. Fulas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Todd hits a pop-up towards third. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haslin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.